Hello, Anchor. This is A Little Deaf, a podcast about sex, relationships, and how it feels to be human. I'm your voice, Alana. Let's talk about casual encounters. There's the idea of no strings attached sex. It's blissful and hot without any baggage. It's sex for sex's sake, and everyone involved knows it's no more than that. The fun of the act is in the excitement, especially if it's anonymous or taboo or against some code like, say, monogamy. It's hot, it's one and done. It's a thing to look forward to, or after the fact, to fantasize about, and you get to be the narrator of this scene because the other person doesn't much matter. That's all well and good, and I am not here to hate on NSA relationships. If they work for you, great. The thing about those encounters, though, is they're often held separate and apart from your life. It's the thing you do, like, on a Tuesday night that's kind of out of character. You dive in, you come, you go home, you keep it a secret, that's it. But here's my thought. There is another way to look at this kind of sex that makes it easier to weave into your everyday life. And side note here, that's really what I'm trying to do with this podcast. It's bringing your sexuality, which is a huge part of who you are as a human, into the forefront of your everyday life and acknowledging its sway in who you are. And don't get me wrong, part of what is exciting about being openly sexual is that it's not accepted by everybody. I mean, going to orgies would be a little less fun if you know that all adults on Earth do the same thing. But our culture has a very fucked up view about what sex is, and the more we can incorporate it into our regular life and conversation, the better and more healthy we are as individuals and a culture. So, okay, side note finished, back to one-off sex encounters. Instead of no strings attached sex, I like to think about these one-time or very brief rendezvous as no-term relationships. We talk about relationships in terms of length. There's long-term, short-term, and I guess ongoing fuck buddies, but that's really all there is in the conversation. I understand that's pretty hetero-biased. Like, the LGBTQ community, by necessity, has created a lot of new arrangements that have worked for them that look nothing like heterosexual long-term relationships. But for the sake of this conversation, I'm just going to focus on this kind of more narrow way of thinking, so bear with me. So anything that's not a committed or ongoing relationship is supposedly an emotionless, secretive, or shameful encounter. But anyone who's had a good fuck with a stranger probably knows that that's just not true. There are ways to have meaningful, no-term relationships, which is to say that there are ways to be sexual with a person for an hour or an evening that aren't devoid of emotion and love. And I think it's bringing that emotion and care to the scenario that makes these no-term relationships very, very good. I once met a gentleman on Tinder who was really hot, and we happened to work in the same industry. I was at Google at the time, and he actually knew a bunch of my colleagues. We met for a cocktail and talked about what we were looking for, and we were both really honest that we just wanted to have fun with an attractive person for the night and then fuck and go our separate ways. So, like, in the same way that you don't have to become best friends with someone you've had a good conversation with at a cocktail party, you don't have to plan ahead for the future with you and someone you've just met and had a really good time with for a night. You can have an engaging conversation, learn to like and care about them as a fellow human being, and then go your separate ways. Doing so means that if and when you do run into that person again in the future, it's not awkward or weird. You smile and you hug and you say, hi, hope you're good, and you mean it. When you've established that there is something you can relate to and like in this person, you're much more likely to fuck each other well and thoughtfully when the time comes for that. And you're much less likely to be cruel or childish about the end. There isn't any, so maybe we'll get together again, when neither of you actually wants to do it or intends to. It can just end with, like, you're really lovely, have a good night, and take care, and that's it. So let's keep talking about this next time. I'll give you some guidance on how to embark on and navigate these no-term relationships, and would love to hear your own success stories or questions. So that is all for now. Follow me on Instagram at Lannie Del Rey, that's L-A-N-N-I-E-D-E-L-R-E-Y, and I'll be back soon. Happy New Year, babes!